Take your seat on your mat. A comfortable cross-legged seat, either on a block or on a cushion. Eyes are closed. If you have a sankalpa, that's a resolve, blessing or dedication for your practice, bring it to mind. Hold it. Release and let it go. You can start to breathe through your nose now, more consciously. Just feel breath moving through your nostrils, your sense of touch. Now start to lengthen inhales and lengthen exhales. So it's a full inhale and a full exhale. But it's a balanced inhale with a balanced exhale. So the length of the breath is the same. The feeling of the breath is almost the same. You can take your right hand and rest your right hand on your belly. And feel your belly moving as you breathe in and you breathe out. As you breathe out, allow your belly to push in. Push in a little more without too much effort. And then as you breathe in, the belly expands. Allow the chest to expand too. As you breathe out, the chest starts to constrict. Then the belly starts to constrict. Allow it to push in. So this is a full yogic breath in and a full yogic breath out. Now take your right hand to your face. Bring your right hand to your face. And pretend that you are misting a mirror by breathing out through your nose. Constrict the back of your throat now. Make a slight hissing sound at the back of your throat. This is Ujjayi, victorious breath. Now keep breathing like this. Release your right hand, open your eyes, take an inhale breath, sit as tall as possible. Take your left hand to your right knee, press your right fingertips behind your back as you twist to your right hand side on an exhale breath and hold your twist to your right. Mobilizing the spine. And twists also have the additional quality of massaging your internal organs one over the other. That's the detoxing effect. Inhale, turn to face the front. Swap your hands around. Sit tall. Exhale breath, twist to the left-hand side. And hold your twist to your left-hand side. Use the right hand to the left knee to add some additional tension to your twist. Use the left hand behind the back to create stability for your twist. Now take your gaze back too. So look backwards across your left shoulder to the back of your space. Now you're twisting your neck and mobilizing your neck as well. Inhale breath, turn to the front. Draw your knees towards your chest, press your feet to the floor. Let's carry on twisting a little deeper. Wrap your left arm around your knees, squeeze your knees lightly together. Press your right hand to the floor behind your back, fingers point back. Inhale breath, sit as tall as possible. Feel that length. Hold the length as you exhale, twist to the right side again. This time it's a closed twist. The previous set of twists were open twists. Closed twist, you have got the additional pressure of your belly and your chest pressing onto your knees. It's a slightly deeper twist, squeezing stale blood out of your internal organs. Hold. Left arm creates the tension for the twist. Right arm creates the stability and length for the twist. Inhale, turn to face the front, swap your hands around, and now twist to the left-hand side. And you may even notice that the twists even feel slightly different right to left. And this is because your internal organs are asymmetrical. They're not symmetrical. The right side, you've got your liver. And the left side, you don't have your liver. And that's maybe the major difference, apart from the pancreas, gallbladder, etc., and internal digestive tract. Inhale, breath, turn to the front. Extend your legs forward, sitting tall, grounding your sit bones. Flex the ankles, or flex the toes. Sit tall, inhale, breath. Now fold forward over your legs. You can crawl your fingers forward either side of your legs and start a forward fold over your legs. Paschimottanasana. Western stretch, stretching the rear side or back of your body, your calves, your hamstrings, buttocks, low back, middle back, and upper back. But additionally, what this pose does is it also encourages your excretory function. It's one of the great poses of yoga. Hold. Crawl your fingers forward a little more, hold steady, breathing your ujjayi into the pose. Breath is still long, slow, steady in, and long, slow, steady out. Maybe you feel your belly on your thighs. So crawl your fingers forward, squeeze a little more, and now release, sitting up. And here's the beauty of yoga. Walk your hands behind your back. Point your fingers forward. Now we open up. Take a look at your knees. Bend your knees and press your feet to where your knees were. Separate your feet a little apart. Now we're going to invert the tabletop, chin to chest. Inhale, breath, lift hips up. Expand chest upwards too and drop head back. An inverted tabletop. Hold. And this is an expansive posture. Opening up. Allowing fresh blood to go back in to what you squeezed out. Hold. Steady 5 breaths. So we squeeze out. It's almost like squeezing out a sponge, and now you're opening the sponge up to fresh blood. And this is the detoxification effect of the yoga practice. Inhale, chin to chest. Exhale, release down. Draw knees to the chest, cross the ankles. Inhale, breath, step back to plank pose. And exhale, breath, push back into downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to your hands. Separate feet hip width apart. Take a forward fold over your legs and hold. Passive, standing forward fold, taking hold of opposite elbows and just hanging forward over your legs, gently. You can walk into your legs, the right leg, the left leg. So bend the right knee forward as you straighten the left, and then swap around, bend the left knee forward as you straighten the right. And then slowly start to straighten each leg a little more, until both legs are reasonably straight and you're folding forward as deep as you possibly can. Preparing the hips now, release the hands, shuffle feet out to the edges of the mat, turn toes slightly off the mat, bend knees and sit in yoga squat. Prayer to the heart center, pressing the elbows outwards to the inside of your knees. Gaze forward. Lift your chest up a little towards your thumbs. Roll shoulders back and away from the ears so you can open the chest too. Breathing steady. Easy in, easy out, but there's a slight firmness to your victorious breath. Now release your hands, press them to the floor, press your hands down, inhale, breath, lift hips up, walk your feet together, exhaling, folding forward over your legs. Bend knees, tuck chin to chest, inhale, roll up to stand. At the front of your mat as you exhale, toes and heels touching. Clasp your hands behind your back. Press palms together. Make a fist. Extend your arms as long as you can. And then inhale, breath. Lift your fist away from your lower back. Opening chest and shoulders and hold for 3 breaths. 1. Establish a rhythmic breath now. 2. The breath is still full and balanced. And 3. Release your hands and arms. Reach your arms up. Inhaling, clasp hands, keep your gaze forward. Exhaling, bend your torso to the left side, mobilizing your spine. Inhale, breath, reach arms up to center, lift your shoulders and chest too. Exhale, breath, bend your torso to the right side, lean right. Inhale, breath, back up to center. This time, twist your torso to your left side, keep your arms extended. Inhale, breath, turn to the front. Exhale, breath, twist your torso right side. Inhale, breath, back up to center. This time you're going to cup your hands behind your head, open elbows wide. Press your feet down. Inhale, breath, try and stand as tall as possible. Lift chest upwards and then exhale, bend a little backwards, pushing hips forward. Inhale, breath, back up to center. Look forward. Aim your elbows forward and squeeze your chin firmly to your throat. Now start a gentle forward roll. It's quite a tough pose to start with. Squeezing the chin to the throat, start a forward roll, very slowly moving with breath. Lower the nose down to the level of the hips and then ultimately bring the nose down to the level of the knees. You can bend your knees. So bend your knees deep now. Lift chest halfway up, inhale breath. Open elbows wide, exhale breath, now stand, inhale, lift all the way up, and exhaling, stand Tadasana Mountain Pose. Preparing for Surya Namaskar Sun Salutations. Standard Sun Salutation A, inhale breath, reach prayer upwards. Look up. Exhale breath, standing forward fold. Press hands down if you can. Lift chest halfway up. Inhale, breath. Preparing to step back as you exhale, plant hands. Step back to plank pose. Lower your knees, then chest and chin down to the floor. Inhale, breath. Slide the body forward, lifting head chest to a cobra pose. Point toes back. Exhale, breath. Tuck toes. Push seat to heels. Lift hips. Straighten legs. Downward facing dog. And hold your downward facing dog for 5 steady breaths. Inhale, breath. Exhale, 1. Try and establish a natural rhythm to your breath. 2. 3. Your breath rhythm might be slightly different to mine, but keep it steady for you, balanced for you. 3. 4. 1 more. 5, you can bend knees slightly, look forward to your hands, inhale, step your feet to the front of your mat, lift chest halfway up, exhale, fold forward, standing forward fold. Inhale, breath, rise up, reach prayer up and look up, and exhale, stand tall, mountain pose, Tadasana. Inhale, breath, reach prayer up, let's repeat, this time shifting maybe a little deeper as you exhale, hinge forward. From your hips, folding forward, pressing hands down to the floor. Lift to the tips of your fingers. Inhale, breath. Chest lifts halfway up, look up. Exhale, plant your hands. Step or jump back. And this time, either knees, chest and chin, or if you've got a chaturanga practice, chaturanga, low plank. Inhale, breath, upward dog stretch. Exhale, breath, downward dog stretch and hold. for five. Four, establish the rhythm of your breath again, gaze to your toes, three, two, and one, bend knees, look forward, inhale breath, either step or this time hop to the front of the mat, lift chest halfway up, exhale breath, fold forward, standing forward, fold, inhale breath, rise up, reach up, look up, and exhale breath, stand. Surya Namaskar B, bend knees, inhale Utkatasana. Reach prayer up, exhale fold forward, standing forward fold. Inhale halfway lift, lift chest halfway up, exhale breath, plant hands, step back or jump back and move through your flow. Knees, chest and chin to a cobra or low plank to upward facing dog. And then as you exhale, push back downward facing dog. Warrior one, take a slow warrior one to the right. Inhale, step right foot forward, left heel grounds, reach prayer up, warrior one. Exhale, plant your hands flat to the floor. Inhale to plank pose and exhale breath, lower down. Inhale breath, lift the chest up, look up. Exhale breath, make your way to downward facing dog. Left side, inhale breath, step left foot forward, the right heel grounds, warrior one, reaching your prayer up and lift your chest and look up. Exhale breath, press your hands to the front of the mat. Step back to plank, inhale, strong plank pose. Exhale breath, move through your flow. Inhale breath, the chest lifts and look up. Exhale breath, roll back of your toes, downward facing dog and hold steady for five breaths. Four breaths, three, two, and one. Let's do warrior one again to the right. Inhale breath, step the right foot forward, the left heel grounds, reach up, warrior one. Exhale breath, press your hands to the front of the mat. Step back to a strong plank pose on the inhale breath. And exhale breath, a steady flow, lowering down. Inhale breath, the chest lifts and look up. Exhale breath, push back downward facing dog. Left side, inhale breath, step left foot forward, ground the right heel. Bend the left knee forward, reach up, look up, warrior one. And exhale breath, press your hands down to the floor. Move with the rhythm of your breath. Inhale, plank pose, and then exhale, steady down towards the floor. Inhale, upward dog stretch. Exhale, downward dog stretch and hold. Ground the palms of your hands, spread the fingers lightly, push the floor away from you as you push the chest a little towards your thighs and knees. Let your head just hang. Try and lift your hips a little higher and try and push your belly a little deeper towards your thighs too. Now step the right foot and left foot forward a ruler's distance, just 1 foot forward each. So it's a shorter downward facing dog. Hold. Now take the left hand to the right ankle. Inhale, take hold of the right ankle firmly with the left hand. Exhale breath, give yourself a twisted dog looking underneath your right shoulder. Be careful of your shoulders here if you've got sensitive shoulders. Maybe don't do the twist. Now swap around. Extend the left hand forward to join the right. Inhale, extend right hand back, take hold of the left ankle, and exhale, give yourself a twisted dog to the left hand side. Right hand joins the left. Inhale breath, step the feet all the way to the front of the mat, and then exhale, give yourself a standing forward fold and hold. Try and fold a little deeper. If you need to bend your knees, just bend your knees slightly. Bring belly towards the thighs. Bring chest towards the knees. Press the hands to the floor if you can, or use blocks. And then start to straighten your legs a little more, taking this forward fold really deep. Working with the excretory function, encouraging the excretory function of our bodies. Now bend your knees. Release your hands, hook your thumbs, spread your fingers. Inhale, reach your arms forward up, straighten legs and arch backwards. Look up to your fingertips. Exhale, fold forwards, swing hands behind your back, clasp hands, and try and straighten your legs. Release your hands down to the floor. Inhale, breath, step your right foot back into a low, long, and strong lunge. Step your left foot back. Exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower your plank all the way down to the floor. Solid. Point toes back. Inhale, breath, lift head, chest to a low cobra. Exhale, breath, tuck toes, push seat to heels. Lift hips, straighten legs. Downward facing dog. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, a low, long and strong lunge. Exhale, press your left hand flat to the floor. As you inhale, sweep your right arm up and look up and hold your twisted low lunge for 3 breaths. Exhale, 1. Inhale, breath. Exhale, 2. Inhale. Exhale, 3. Release your right hand to the floor. Inhale, step your left foot forward to join your right. Lift chest halfway up. Exhale, standing forward, fold. Now bend knees, hook thumbs, spread fingers. Inhale, reach your arms forward, up. Straighten your legs and then start to arch backwards. Reverse the flow as you exhale, fold forward, swing hands behind your back. Clasp your hands, try and straighten your legs as you fold forward. Release your hands down to the floor. If you need to bend your knees to do this, just do that. Inhale, breath, step left foot back, low, long, strong lunge. Exhale, step your right foot back, pushing back, downward facing dog. Inhale to a plank pose, strong plank pose. Exhale, breath, lower your plank steadily down to the floor. You're working your core now. Point toes back, inhale, breath, lift head, chest, cobra posture. Exhale, breath, tuck toes, seat to heels, lift hips, straighten legs, downward facing dog. A low twisted lunge to the left now. Inhale, breath, step your left foot forward, press your right hand down, sweep your left arm up, look up to your left fingertips and hold your low twisted lunge. Exhale, 1. Inhale, breath. Exhale, 2. Steady your breath out now. Inhale. Exhale, 3. Release left hand down. Inhale, breath. Step forward. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, bend knees, hook thumbs, spread fingers. Reach your arms forward, up, straighten legs and arch back. Exhale, fold forward, swing hands behind your back, clasp hands and try and straighten your legs. Release hands down to the floor, both hands this time. Halfway lift, inhale, breath. And exhale, breath, plant your hands, step back to plank pose and move through your flow of choice. Inhale, breath, the chest lifts up. And exhale, breath, downward facing dog and hold. Standing poses. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, ground your left heel, reach, pray up, warrior 1. Transitioning to warrior 2 on the exhale, breath, open arms, chest and hips. Heel toe, right foot central, turn left toe slightly out. Triangle pose. Inhale, straighten your right leg, slide the right fingers forward. Release the right hand down the shin as you extend left arm up and hold triangle pose steady. 5 breaths. 1. 2. 3. 4 and 5. Inhale, breath, stand up. Bend the right knee 90 degrees. Exhale, warrior 2. Easy extended side angle pose. Inhale, breath, right elbow lightly presses onto the right knee. Extend the left arm forward around about 45 degrees. Palm faces down. Look up to the left fingertips. Extending the entire left side of your body. If you'd like to take this deeper, Hold the side angle, left heel to left fingertips. Lift the right elbow away from the right knee and press the right hand to the floor outside of the right foot. Hold. Two more breaths. Now press both hands to the front of the mat. Inhale, breath. Step the right foot back, plank pose. Move through your flow as you exhale. Inhale, breath. The chest lifts up. Exhale, breath. Down dog stretch and hold. Left side, inhale, breath, step left foot forward, the right heel grounds, warrior one. Reach prayer up, left knee 90 degrees, exhale, open arms, chest, hips, warrior two. Adjust your foot position, left foot central, right foot crossing the center line. Open arms, chest and hips, inhale, breath, straighten the left leg. Slide the left fingers forward first and then slide the left hand down the shin towards the left big toe. As you extend right arm directly upwards, look up to the right fingertips and hold. Ground the feet, strong legs, use your breath and your core. Inhale, breath, stand up. Exhale, breath, left knee bends, warrior two. Take easy extended side angle first, left elbow to the left knee. Extend right arm forward, palm faces down. Hold. Establish the side angle. Right heel to right fingertips. Feel the release of tension on the right side. And then if you'd like to take it deeper, lift the left elbow, float it, and then press it down outside of the left foot. Both hands pressed to the floor. Inhale, breath, step left foot back. Strong plank pose. Steady move through your flow. Strong plank. Lowering down. Inhale, breath. The chest lifts up. Roll over the toes. Look up, dog stretch. Exhale, breath. Down, dog stretch and hold. Now here come the deeper twists. Activating the metabolism and squeezing the internal organs. Inhale, breath. Step the right foot forward, ground the left heel, reach prayer up, warrior one. I'm giving you two options here. Exhale, breath, prayer to the heart. You're going to take a twist to the right-hand side, left elbow to the right knee. Now you can leave the left heel grounded, that's the deeper option, or you can lift the left heel. Whichever option works for you. Left elbow to the right knee, twisting to the right, stacking your prayer. Forearms on a straight line, pressing the right hand down to the left hand, left elbow grounding onto the right knee, being supported by the right foot. Strong left leg, twisting to the right side. Hold. Let's take the easy route forward. Keep your twist to the right, but just to look down to the right big toe. Inhale, breath, step left foot forward to join the right. Pressing knees together, knees are level, bending knees and taking twisted chair to the right. Buttocks start to lower, stack your prayer again and twist right. It's a really deep, closed twist to your right hand side. Now let's open up to energy, open up to blood again, open up to breath again, release, turn to the front, inhale, extend arms up, chair posture, Utkatasana. Exhale, breath, standing forward, fold. Inhale, breath, lift and lengthen, chest forward and up. Plant your hands, step back to a strong plank and move through your flow, either knees, chest and chin or low plank. Inhale, breath, the chest lifts up. Expansive, opening up now. Exhale, breath, push back, downward facing dog and hold. Left side, inhale, breath, step left foot forward, the right heel grounds, reach prayer up, warrior one. Again, take whichever option you need to. prayer to heart. Exhale, breath, twisting to the left. You can lift your right heel if you choose that option. Or leave your right heel pressing to the floor, the deeper option. Stacking your prayer, twist left. Hold. One more breath in. Breath out, look down to your left toes. Inhale, step your right foot forward. Take twisted chair to the left. As you exhale, twist left. Take your gaze to your left elbow. Hold. One more breath in. Slowly release the twist. Exhale out, turn to center. Inhale, reach arms up. Chair posture, Utkatasana. Exhale, fold forward, standing forward, fold. Beautiful, gentle rhythm. Inhale, lift the chest upwards, halfway lift. Plant your hands. Exhale, step or jump back. Move through your flow. Inhale, upward dog stretch. Or cobra. Exhale, downward dog stretch. Hold. Walk your hands backwards to your feet. Shuffle them back slowly, a little bit, lifting hips higher and higher and higher until you're pressing your feet down. Fold forward over straight legs. Bend knees, tuck chin to chest. Inhale, breath, roll up to stand. Turn to your left side and step your feet wide apart. Make sure your feet are parallel. So, in other words, make sure your feet are not pointing out sidewards. As long as they're not pointing out sidewards, you're okay. Hands to your hips, aim elbows back. Press your hands down. Inhale, breath. Push hips slightly forward as you lift your chest up and look up. Hinge forward from your hips. Lead with head and chest. Fold forward for wide-legged standing forward fold. Press hands down to the floor underneath your shoulders. Aim elbows back and fold forward. Shift weight slightly into the balls of the feet, but keep the feet well grounded, heels too. Draw belly in slightly, allowing yourself to fold a little deeper. Now it's wide-legged forward fold with a difference. Halfway lift, inhale breath. Take your left hand, press it to the floor underneath your heart as you exhale. Now swing your right arm upwards. Inhale, breath. Twist it, wide-legged forward fold and hold. For one, two, and three. Release your right hand to join the left. Press it down. Inhale, breath. Swing the left arm up. Inhale, breath. Extend the left fingertips up to the ceiling. Look up to the left fingertips and hold the twist to the left side. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. And exhale, three. Release the left hand down. Bend your knees. Hop your feet together, inhale, breath. Exhale, fold forward over straight legs. You can keep facing the side of your mat. Bend knees deep, inhale, breath. Reach up, chair posture, Utkatasana. Prayer to the heart as you exhale. Lift your heels away from the floor, balancing in the balls of your feet, inhale, breath. And then exhale, breath. Sit your buttocks down on your heels. Now sit your buttocks down and swing your legs forward facing the front of your mat again. Seated forward folds. Sit on a cushion, sit on a block if you need to help tilt your hips forward. Extend your legs forward, flex your ankles, try and press the entire back of your legs flat to the mat. Sit tall. Hinge forward and fold forward. Let's take bind number one with the feet. Hook your peace fingers to the inside of your big toes. Paschimottanasana A. Lift your chest halfway up. Inhale, breath. Now pull in on the big toes. Pull your body forward. hinging forward from the hips as you fold forward, squeezing belly towards the thighs, chest towards the knees, and pulling on your big toes. Pull the crown of your head forward towards your toes and hold for 5 breaths. 4, 3, 2, and 1, moving deeper. Keep pulling on your big toes, lift the chest halfway up. This time, take your hands, drop them over the top of your feet. Push the feet forward into the heels of your hands as you fold forward deeper again and hold. 3. As you push your feet forward, also pull back with your hands on your feet. So it's working in 2 directions. 4. Lift up, inhale breath. And exhale breath, release. Draw the right knee into the chest, inhale breath, squeeze it into the chest. Release the right knee to the floor. Head of knee pose. You can wedge a cushion underneath your right knee if you've got sensitive hips. Square to the left leg, flex the left ankle, inhale, sit tall, and exhale, fold over a straight left leg and hold. Take whichever bind with the left foot is suitable for you. But a firm bind with the left foot creates the pressure, the tension for your forward fold. Hold. Release, lift up, inhale breath. Give yourself an easy open twist to your right hand side, left hand onto the right knee, right hand behind the back. Inhale, turn to the front. Take your right knee to the chest. Marichyasana, Sage Marichy's pose. Align your right foot with the right hip. So create some space between the left thigh and the right foot. This is important because you need some space for your torso as you fold forward. Reach your right arm up. Inhale, breath. Fold forward as you exhale and wing your right hand around the front of your right leg, left hand behind the back. Take a bind with your left hand. Halfway lift, inhale, and exhale, fold and hold. Sage Marichy's pose, one of the great detoxing poses of yoga. The bind, pushing back on the front of the right shin, helps you squeeze and fold forward over the left leg. Extending the crown of the head towards the left big toes, your nose or your chin to your left shin. Release, inhale, lift up. And exhale, extend the right leg forward. And we shift to the left side this time. Inhale, squeeze left knee into the chest. Left knee to the floor for head of knee pose. Press left foot inside of the right thigh. Inhale, breath, sit tall. And exhale, fold over a straight right leg and hold. Take whatever bind you need to. Create the pressure, the tension for your forward fold. Hold. Release, inhale, breath, lift up. You're going to give yourself a gentle open twist to your left hand side, right hand to take hold of the left knee. Press your left hand behind the back. Twisting left, look across your left shoulder to the back of your space. Now release your twist. Inhale, turn to the center. Draw left knee to the chest for Sage Marichy's pose. Left foot presses to the floor in line with the left hip. Inhale, extend left arm upwards. Exhale, fold forward, reaching left arm forward, then take the bind. Swinging left hand behind the back, right hand behind the back, take a bind. Halfway lift, inhale, breath, and exhale, fold over a straight right leg and hold. Now, if you've forgotten your ujjayi, you're still breathing with the constriction at the back of the throat, and the breath is still long in, gentle, firm in, and long, gentle, firm out. Balanced. Release, inhale, breath, lift up. Release and extend your left leg forward. Draw both knees into the chest, inhale, breath. Extend both arms forward, let's fire up the core. Boat posture, Navasana, float your legs up, lean your torso back. Shins are at least parallel to the floor, ankles at the height of the knees. If you want to straighten your legs, do the full boat posture, then straighten your legs. But you need to engage your breath, hold steady. Gaze is steady to the toes. One more breath in and release, exhale out. You're going to cross your ankles. Inhale, step back to plank pose. Strong plank pose and push back downward facing dog. So here comes the big twist of this class. It's a seated spinal twist, Ardha Matsyendrasana. Inhale, breath, step your right foot forward, lunge. As you exhale, step your left knee outside of the right heel, sit down, preparing to twist to your right hand side. Ground your sit bones. If you need to sit on a block, sit on a block. Inhale, extend left arm up. As you twist right, press your right hand to the floor behind your back and hook the left elbow outside of your right knee and twist right. Now, the whole class you've been preparing for twists, so you can comfortably and confidently use the elbow-knee connection to try and twist a little deeper with each breath. Create a little more pressure, squeezing toxins out as you exhale. Inhale sits you tall, keeps your length. Exhale twists you deeper. Three, two more breaths. Last inhale. And exhale out, release your twist. Inhale, turn through center. Give yourself a counter to your left as you exhale. As you inhale, turn to the front. Swing your right leg behind you. Step back to plank pose. And then as you exhale, push back downward facing dog. Twisting to your left side now. Inhale, step left foot forward, lunge. Step right knee outside of left heel. As you exhale, sit down. Both buttocks grounding. Inhale, extend right arm up. Press left hand behind you. As you exhale, twist left, hooking right elbow outside of left knee. Hold for five breaths. Four. Allow yourself to twist deeper with each breath. 1 centimeter each time. Gaze now across your left shoulder to the back of your space. One more breath now. Turn to face the front as you inhale. Derotate to the right as you exhale. Boat posture, Navasana. Turn to face the front. Draw knees to the chest. This time try proper full boat. Lean the torso back, extend the arms forward, fingers point forward, thumbs face up, lean back as you float legs up. Try and straighten your legs, but breathe into it. Strong ujjayi if you need to. Three more breaths. Four. And five, release. Cross ankles, step back to plank pose, inhale, breath. Strong plank pose as you lower all the way down steadily using your core to the floor. Locust, lying on your belly, trying to align your spine. Extend your legs back, press your legs together, point your toes back too. Extend your arms back now, fingers point back, palms face up. Inhale, breath, press belly down, lift head, chest and legs up and hold. Try and lift the tips of your shoulders just a little more so that the chest opens. Neck is an extension of the spine. Try and keep the legs long and strong, but use energy from your lower back to lift the legs up too. One more breath. As you exhale, release down. Right cheek to the mat. Give yourself a shimmy shake on the floor. Locust number two. This time, chin forehead to the floor. Try and clasp your hands behind the back. Press palms together. Make a fist. Extend the fist towards your toes. Inhale, breath. Lift up to locust number two. Lifting head, chest up. Lifting legs up too. And hold for your five breaths. This is your last inhale. Lift up, lift chest up, lift legs up. On the inhale breath, exhale breath, release and relax to the floor. Left cheek to the mat, release your arms, shimmy shake. Chin forehead to the floor, bend knees, reach back, take hold of your ankles with your hands. Bow. Press belly down quite firmly. Inhale, breath. Lift head, chest up. Kicking into the hands firmly with the feet, creating tension for your bow. Hold steady. Breathe steady. Kick a little more firmly. Lift chest a little higher. Lift your gaze up to one more breath. Inhale. Exhale, release down, hands to the front of the mat, stack your hands and rest your forehead on your hands and shimmy your body to the floor. Now roll over onto your backs. Half wheel to wheel sequence. Bend knees. Shuffle heels towards the buttocks. Separate feet hip width apart and keep your feet parallel. Pressing into the feet. Inhale, breath. Lift hips, lower back, middle back, upper back away from the floor. Squeeze shoulders underneath the chest and see if you can clasp your hands and make a fist and hold. Half wheel for five breaths. This is your last inhale. Inhale number five. Press feet down. Inhale, lift hips a little higher. Release your hands. Release your arms as you exhale. Release down. Sway your knees right. Sway your knees left. Repeat. Sway your knees right. Sway your knees left. And then repeat the previous pose, or if you feel confident in full wheel, practice full wheel, pressing hands to the floor alongside of your ears. Fingers point towards the shoulders, elbows up. Inhale, pressing into your feet. Lift hips up, then pressing into your hands. Lift your body up into wheel and hold. Inhale, breath, chin to your chest. If you're in full wheel, exhale, shoulders down, and then everyone release down to the floor, squeeze knees to the chest, rock a little right, rock a little left. And this is a detoxing class. So squeeze the right knee into the chest, extend the left leg flat to the floor, and hold. You can rock a little right, rock a little left, but keep squeezing right knee towards the chest. Pawan Muktasana. Now take the right knee with the left hand and press the right knee to the floor on the left side of your body, extending your right arm directly out from your right shoulder. Look across your right shoulder to your right fingertips. Your right knee is left, but your gaze is right. Hold. Release your floor twist. Turn to center, squeeze right knee to the chest. Then extend the right leg. Swap around, draw left knee into the chest, squeeze it into the chest. You can rock a little right, left, but keep the left knee firmly squeezed to the chest. Pawan Muktasana. Now with your right hand, take your right hand to the left knee and press the left knee to the floor on the right side of your body. Extend your left arm directly out from your left shoulder and look across your left shoulder to your left fingertips. Left knee to the right. Gaze to the left, you twisting left. Reclining, twist left. Now release your twist, roll back to the center and squeeze both knees to the chest. Rock up to sit. Extend the legs. Ground the sit bones, sit tall, inhale breath and exhale breath, fold forward and take an easy forward fold over both legs. Release your easy forward fold and now prepare for shoulder stand. If you'd like to take an alternative to shoulder stand, take your mat to a wall and line your back with legs up against the wall. If you're taking a supported shoulder stand, roll onto your shoulders, extend feet overhead to plow pose. From plow pose, bend elbows, press your hands to your lower back, either side of your spine, fingers point upwards towards your buttocks. Ground your shoulders, ground your upper arms, lower your knees to your forehead, point toes up, inhale, extend legs up and hold. Supported shoulder stand. And you're going to hold here for 2 minutes, 20 breaths. The Queen of Asana, supported shoulder stand, Salamba Sarvangasana in Sanskrit. Now the big advantage of this pose, apart from the many physical, energetic, mental advantages, lymph drainage is one of them. Encouraging your lymph to flow in the correct direction. But what we are after this morning in this pose is this pose stabilizes your metabolism, balances your metabolism. And a stable, balanced metabolism is almost like the holy grail to start your day with. Your sugar levels are balanced, and so you are less inclined to have cravings through the day. Ground your shoulders, lift hips a little higher. So you need to engage your core to do this. Lift legs up too. Engage your ujjayi, breathing firmly in, firmly out. Emphasize it for the last 10 breaths. Gaze towards the toes, holding steady. Last 5 breaths. On the next exhale breath, lower feet overhead, plow pose. Poison releasing pose, halasana. You can keep hands supporting the lower back. If your toes are confidently touching the floor, then release hands, clasping hands behind the back, extending your clasped hands and arms to the floor. Now release your arms, take an inhale breath, exhale breath, start to soften your spine, roll out, lie down. The counter to the shoulder stand is fish pose. opening up the front of the body, opening up the whole body cavity, the space inside of your body. Again, extend legs. Press elbows to the floor. Inhale, breath, lift chest up. Keep lifting chest up as you arch backwards and release top of the head towards the floor. Fish pose. Hold. Take purification breaths for the last three breaths. Inhale, fill your lungs full. Open your mouth and exhale, sigh the breath out. Do this two more times. Inhale, fill your lungs full, full, full. Exhale, sigh all your breath out. One more time. Inhale, breath, fill your lungs full. This time, exhale, stick your tongue out and sigh all your breath out. Pressing elbows down, lift head away from the floor, inhaling. And exhaling, lie down, preparing for Shavasana, corpse pose. Taking rest. Release your breath. The practice is over now. Let go of your practice. Relax the body. Make yourself comfortable. Lying on your back, head, neck, trunk are aligned left and right. Your feet are out to the edges of the mat. Relax your toes out sidewards. Relax your arms out sidewards too. Close your eyes and relax your breath. Now relax your whole body. Relax every muscle of your body from the tips of your toes all the way up to the top of your head. Relax your whole body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Now relax your breath too. Awareness to breath, moving through your nostrils, the sense of touch as you breathe through your nose. The breath is smooth, easy, and relaxed. Now give permission for your mind to relax too, to let go of any thoughts, any emotions, any feelings. Giving permission to empty. Awareness to your mind is calm, relaxed. Awareness to breath, your breath is smooth, relaxed. Awareness to body, your body is still and relaxed. Now you can start to move your body, your fingers, your toes. You can breathe a little deeper, more consciously into body, rolling your head right and then rolling your head left. Extend your arms overhead, give yourself a full body stretch, filling your lungs full. Then release your breath with a sigh. Knees to chest, roll to your right side. Pause on your right side in a fetal position, thanking yourself for your efforts in the practice. And sit up. Comfortable seat on your mat. Eyes are closed. Now lift your prayer to your heart. Namaste, yogis. Many thanks. Have a wonderful day. Remember to drink lots of water to keep flushing the system out. Hope you all have a lovely day and see you next week. Ciao, ciao.